Well, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran is opposed to the presence of foreign forces in the Middle East region. Rouhani made the remarks in a meeting with his Afghan counterpart Hamid Karzai in Tehran. He also expressed Tehran's concern about the tensions created by foreign forces in neighboring countries and said the security of Afghanistan must be provided by Afghan people. President Karzai praised Iran's cooperation with Afghanistan and urged closer economic and security ties with Tehran. Karzai has also had a separate meeting with Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Tehran and Kabul have announced plans to sign a long-term pact to boost cooperation and friendship between the two countries. Joining us from New Jersey now via Skype is activist Ty Berry. He's with the Code Pink organization. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Berry. Now, first of all, I'd like to focus on this U.S.-Afghan deal, which is still a point of contention between Washington and Kabul. President Rouhani has said that the region without foreign forces can be one where we can see peace and stability. These calls have been made in the past as well. Why haven't they been heeded?
Well, let's set the record straight. The United States invaded Southeast Asia back during the Vietnam War. They killed millions of people in Vietnam, hundreds of thousands in Cambodia and Laos, and set off a regional war for many years. And they have still yet to provide the economic assistance that they promised back in the 1970s. The United States should pull out of Afghanistan. I think that Afghanistan should be looking to its regional partners, such as Iran and Pakistan, for its economic and military stability. I think that both of those countries have the ability, along with the bordering countries in the north, to supply Afghanistan with the possibilities of creating a peaceful environment. The United States refuses to negotiate with Taliban, and we must negotiate with Taliban. Otherwise, we will never get a peaceful negotiation in Afghanistan.
Right. So if we, as we agree, that a continued U.S. presence on Afghan soil is not conducive to stability for the country, then why is the U.S. so adamant to keep its forces there beyond 2014?
Well, obviously, the United States has an imperialistic idea about this. I'm surprised at Barack Obama. I was very surprised that Barack Obama was able to make a negotiated deal somewhat with the Rouhani government. Obviously, the Rouhani government is bending over backwards to allow the United States to save face in this situation. But what I see right now is that four people recently died in San Francisco because of exposure, because the United States does not treat its citizens with the respect of allowing them to have a decent life. And I imagine in both Afghanistan and Iran, as well as Pakistan, if somebody died of exposure, where people didn't even help their own people, somebody would have somebody would come to their aid. Whereas in the United States, we spend all our money on military. We want to build up our military. We refuse to back down. It's time for the United States to pull its troops out of Afghanistan and to allow the regional players to deal with the situation as it is, because the United States will leave Afghanistan and will leave it with nothing. That is the history of the United States.
Okay, that was activist Ty Berry with Code Pink. They're joining us via Skype from New Jersey. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Berry.